time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. We have been lulled by our own wishful thinking that democracy, freedom, and the rule of law are so good no one within our borders wants to do away with them. We have been naive in taking our democracy for granted. This movement we are experiencing is not just about cutting taxes and capital gains, but about destroying democracy. From my perspective, a strong underlying cause lies in a four-decade-long economic experiment. By weakening the laws meant to control the size of industrial giants, we have managed to recreate both the economics and politics of the Roaring Twenties. That era should have taught us that extreme concentration of wealth yields gross inequality and material suffering, feeding an appetite for nationalistic and extremist leadership. Yet we have gone down the same path. If we learned only one thing from the Gilded Age, it should have been that the road to authoritarianism is paved with failures of economic policy to serve the needs of the general public. We thought that our constitutional system of checks and balances protects us from despotism. The framers intended Congress to be the primary check on the president, but unfortunately there is a key flaw: vulnerability to party politics. If a majority of members of Congress exhibits a higher loyalty to its party than to the country, it will not function as a reliable check. Patriotism is about loyalty to the country and the Constitution, not loyalty to a president, any president. The last 4 years suggest that structural checks can be overrated. The survival of our republic depends as much, if not more, on the virtue of those in government. But a healthy, resilient democracy also requires sufficient citizen support for democracy across the political spectrum. And that, in turn, depends on both parties embracing a commitment to our Constitution and democratic principles, not bogus claims of election fraud. I've personally gotten really tired of the heads I win, tails you lose mentality in the country. It may sound naive in our untrusting age to hope that people will care about ethics and professional duties, yet every major moral tradition teaches us that no external constraint can fully substitute for the personal compulsion to do what is right. A working Republican government presupposes the existence of these qualities in a higher degree than any other form of government. There is no alternative to civic virtue. Our future as a united country is being seriously tested. And if we don't want to continue on a downward trajectory, we and our elected leaders need to come together, compromise meaningfully, and do what is right for all of us. Democracy is frustrating, but it is certainly better than the alternative. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.